Hello, this is Roger Curlin. I'm the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is the week of September 29th in News on the Edge. So many of you might have seen the Obama Library has reopened. It's a multi-use facility for the entire community, and it's only 10 minutes from the Edge, so definitely check it out. A couple stories inside and just all sorts of different rooms and activities and just great community space there. So definitely go and check the Obama Library out now that it's open. And that's over on 9th Avenue North. So who we are, the Edge Business District Association is a nonprofit whose mission is to help our business community thrive by focusing on three key areas of advocacy, promotion, and education. And we've got over 138 businesses that look to us for guidance. And if you're not familiar with where the Edge is located physically, we go from MLK to 16th Street along Central Avenue and outward to 1st Avenue North and 1st Avenue South. And that includes businesses on both sides of those avenues. Upcoming events for the Edge District and nearby, October 4th and October 25th, from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m., the Mezzo Market returns. So that's really kind of one of the fun outdoor shopping experiences in the Edge District and runs October through May and then takes the very hot summer off. But it's back and everyone is so excited, a lot of fun to do. And of course, visit our brick and mortars in the district when you come and see the Mezzo Market. And you can park at the new garage now. So it makes it super easy to park and spend all day in the Edge. There's also a nearby Sunshine City Market that is coming to the Edge this year. And it's going to be on the same days as Mezzo Market. And the Sunshine Market is over on 1st Avenue North, part of the Creative Catering Group that's over there. So fantastic things coming up for there. October 26th is our noon to 5 p.m. Halloween on Central, where we have 22 blocks of fun for the whole community. About 100,000 people come out to that. Radio St. Pete is going to be there with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. And that goes from 31st Street all the way to MLK along Central Avenue. Something new that's coming to the district October 30th, and then every 2 weeks following that, is Networking in the Edge. So from noon to 1 p.m., going to kick off from Suncoast Credit Union, folks can get together and walk the district. So it's exactly pretty much 1 mile if you loop the entire district along Central Avenue. And so it's going to be a way for you to kind of walk the edge, also meet some new people, and get fit. Goal is to have 1 million steps collectively within the next year. So many events going on around the Edge. Edgedistrict.org/events will give you all the latest lineup. So one of the announcements we want to do today is thank everyone who came out and helped with the Edge quarterly cleanup recently, this last weekend. That was from 8 to 10 in the morning, and folks did a great job. We got a little bit of rain at the end, but it kind of cooled everything down and was refreshing. Not one of those downpours, but more of like a heavy sprinkle maybe. But we want to thank Hawkers who hosted us, along with workers and teams that came from Suncoast Credit Union, DM Construction, Moments of St. Pete, Bulldog Davis Consulting, St. Petersburg Acupuncture and Integrative Medicine, Vacations Are the Best, Holiday Inn Express St. Petersburg, and of course, St. Pete High's Key Club came. So it was a lot of fun, and thank you to everyone out there that helped out. So new and coming soon for the district, over a dozen new businesses are going to join the Edge this year. And we've got a new pet vet that's opening soon in Central Pet Express Care, and it's nights and weekend hours. So that's super cool because a lot of the vets, they're just not open. They're not open nights and weekends. So we've got to kind of flip the script there. And Peach Pump is a fitness club that's coming. Bosphorus, you've heard me speak about it a lot. It's a Mediterranean restaurant. So if you like that kind of food, get your palate ready. Every day I go by and they're getting closer and closer to being able to open up. So Bosphorus is right next to the Moxie Hotel on the ground floor there. If you look at the Moxie, it's on the right-hand side of that hotel. Nearby, so over in our Grand Central sister district, say hello to Sunshine City's new dessert and coffee partner, Eat This Dessert First. So Sunshine City Popcorn is open afternoon hours and evening hours now, so check them out. They've got desserts. Last but not least, Viv Upscale Apartments open November 2025. They've got studios all the way up to 3 bedrooms, and that's 269 total units that are available. For drinks and dining in the Edge, we've got 38 Patio and Sidewalk cafe areas to eat or drink in the Edge, more coming soon. And I was getting to think about it. So obviously it'll get a little bit chilly later this year, not right now, but soon. And so soup is one of my favorite warm foods when it's chilly outside. So soup in the Edge, well, we've got Sourdough Co. has their tomato bisque. Bavaro's has their tomato basil. Hawker's has noodle soups. And Casanori in the Edge Eatery has miso soup. So start thinking about your favorite soups and favorite places to go and get soup. And if you're shopping in the Edge, it's only a couple more months till Christmas, so start your shopping now. If you don't know what to buy, you can do gift cards and certificates, but get them from our local shops and maybe get a thing or two that can go with that gift card so people get an idea of what's there. And then certainly apparel shopping and shopping for kitchen items. We've got some great places in the Edge for that. The Mezzo Market, one more note about them, they're joining us for the first time ever for Halloween on Central, and they're going to be on Central Avenue. So east of the roundabout, our favorite Mezzo Market is going to be coming and helping out and playing with us for Halloween on Central. For our services section on our website, edgedistrict.org, and you navigate to services under the directory. If you want to live in the Edge, we've got Fusion, 930 Central Flats, Viv opening in November, or if you want to buy something, the 1010 condos. And then we also added a new health category. So if you want to get healthy, click on that and see the businesses in the Edge and nearby that you can do stuff with. Entertainment, eat, drink, shop, entertain. We've got our free scavenger hunt in the district. You can book your holiday shows at Zubrick Magic Theater, but get them now. Always sells out, or better yet, why don't you go see the show today? The current show and the holiday show are really, really different. So you'll get twice as much fun if you check it out today and then catch the holiday as well. For live music, Ferg's, Copa, Moxie, several of our other locations in the Edge will feature live music either daily or weekly. There's drag shows at Enigma Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So if you enjoy a great show, there's never a cover to go and see that at Enigma Bar and Lounge. There are speakeasies at the back of First Avenue Liquors and Bodega. So go to those locations, wander towards the back, and you can check out their speakeasies at both those locations. If you're a game player like I am and enjoy trivia, we've got Ferg's and Grassroots for that. And then there's a third Thursday wine tasting from 6 to 8 p.m. at Webb's City Cellar. Local nonprofits and mission-driven businesses are at the heart of what we support with the Edge District. So definitely check out 15th Street Farms. They've got multiple events per week, and you can find their website at 15thstreetfarms.com or .org, and consider visiting them for their 15th anniversary on October 11th. There's no cost, but they do ask folks to register. So this has been the Edge District and Edge News on the Edge. Take care.